Hello, hello, and welcome back to Art House Garage, the snob-free film podcast where we make art house, indie, classic, and foreign cinema accessible to the masses. I'm your host, Andrew Swetman, and today we are bringing you a bonus episode. The podcast is currently in the middle of season 5, in which we are looking at contemporary Asian filmmakers like Bong Joon-ho and Hirokazu Koreeda, but today we are taking a break from that to highlight an exciting local film festival. At Art House Garage, we love making challenging films accessible, but we also love supporting the local film community here in Arkansas, where we are based. Coming up this week, October 1st through 4th, is Filmland, the annual film festival from the Arkansas Cinema Society. The Arkansas Cinema Society was founded in 2017 by filmmakers Catherine Tucker and Jeff Nichols, and this will be the third annual Filmland Festival. And there are some really exciting films coming this year, including Nomadland from director Chloe Zhao, which has been winning lots of big awards, most notably the Golden Lion, which is the top prize at the Venice Film Festival. And we're also getting the film One Night in Miami, which is the directorial debut from Regina King, that's also been getting tons of buzz. So I'm very excited. And because this is 2020 and nothing is normal this year, Filmland has a unique format that I'm excited to discuss with today's guests. Today, I'm joined by the Arkansas Cinema Society's Director of Operations, Lily Peterson, and their Communications Director, Janelle Klein. Thank you both so much for being here, and how are you?
Doing great, Andrew. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. I'm so excited we could get on here and talk about this because it's something I look forward to every year for the last few years as it's gotten started. So let's talk about Filmland 2020. So as I alluded to, the festival looks a little bit different this year. Can you guys fill us in on how it works, how we can watch these movies, and how you guys decided on this year's format?
Sure. I think the biggest question is how we decided. And I mean, this is not a normal year, as you said. Yeah. But we didn't want to lose that community element of gathering together to watch movies in the same room. Obviously, we can't be in rooms right now. So we're switching to a drive-in at MP Outdoor Cinema in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we're doing another online element, which we're calling Filmland Digital Experience, where you can watch all of the films that we selected for our Filmland Arkansas program. The Filmland Arkansas program is made up of films that are either made in Arkansas or by an Arkansan. The best way to see all of that is to become a member, which you can do on our website, arkansascinemasociety.org, which gets you half off tickets to the drive-in, and you get free access to everything that we have online. If you can't come to the drive-in, you still will be able to see the Q&As with the filmmakers afterwards, which is still a pretty cool deal. Otherwise, you can buy tickets online for $40 a pop for one car at the drive-in, which would be a lot of fun. Tickets go on sale to the public tomorrow, and voting is open for the Arkansas program through October 1st at noon. So folks can vote for the Arkansas program, and it'll be shown, the winners will be shown on the screen at Filmland Drive-In.
Yeah, and I just want to add to that. I think really the reason that we decided to do this drive-in is because we all miss the community, right? You know, we've been watching movies as these big box office releases have dropped to our televisions. And part of what makes the Cinema Society so great is the fact that in addition to, you know, just showing great films, we also have these Q&As. We really dig into what the community wants to know, and they get to know the filmmakers in, you know, in the world, really, because we've had international folks as well. So I think we wanted to still focus on community, and you can't do that from your living room completely. So having this drive-in kind of gives us that shared sense of space with still maintaining what we need to do to keep everyone safe.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm so excited that we have a drive-in here in Little Rock. And so when I heard you guys were partnering up, I was so, I thought that was perfect. So I'm excited to get out there and be in a crowd watching a movie again. And what great movies we're getting. Before we talk about the movies, one of the things I've been really impressed with about ACS is the ways that you guys have championed diversity and used your position to highlight important social issues. So last year we had Ladies Night that was completely focused on women filmmakers. We also had Boy Erased, the screening with the discussion of LGBT issues that followed that. Or you guys did a screening of the HBO show Insecure at Philander Smith. And then recently there's been virtual screenings of some documentaries about gender gap. Is that something that's always important to you as an organization? And did that play into the programming of this year's festival?
Yeah, for sure. We always gravitate towards programming that shines a light on the underserved and unheard voices in like our state, in our community, in our country. So equality, in our opinion, it's not a political issue, it's a moral issue. And just representing all of the beauty and diversity that there is in our country seems like a no-brainer. Film is a way to see through someone else's eyes. And so we send out asks to a huge diverse crowd of films and filmmakers. And it's sort of just a mixed bag of who comes back and says, yes, we would have loved to have a film that's more geared towards children this year. A lot going on in that arena to show a variety of different films, and are super thrilled with what we kind of have going on. And it seems pretty diverse with an awesome, awesome female director this year.
Yeah, let's talk about those movies, because there are some really exciting ones coming up this year. Can you each tell me maybe one or two that you're most excited about? And then I've got a couple picks as well.
I want to hear so excited about One Night in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot wait. I always say, you know, mama's excited when she gets a babysitter 2 weeks in advance. That was me. I was just thrilled when we got this movie. I cannot wait to see it. Not only, I mean, are we coming off of like Hamilton, and you saw Leslie Odom Jr.'s amazing performance in that. I've heard he is an amazing Sam Cooke in this, and I can totally see it. I mean, he's fabulous in everything he does. And so I'm just really, that's the one that when I think about like, what movie do I want to sit down and spend my time watching this year? And to, on top of that, get to actually hear the Q&A with the playwright himself and one of the stars of the movie afterwards. I literally cannot wait until Friday night.
I'm so excited too. And Regina King has been, it feels like, everywhere lately. I keep seeing her in things. And like, I've been watching the Watchmen show, which she's so good in. So I'm really excited to see her behind the camera. So yes, I'm excited about that one too.
I'm going to have to say that I have a split vote between The Way I See It and Nomadland. Yeah. So The Way I See It, I love a good documentary, particularly about people who document things. And so Pete has been a documentarian of presidency for decades. And that's just something that's very interesting to me. So I'm excited to see kind of what that looks like. I haven't seen much about it, and I'm excited to see that one. But also Nomadland, like, obviously I'm excited to see Nomadland. I love Frances McDormand. And so, I mean, I've loved her since Fargo. And so there's no way that I would miss that one, even if I didn't work here.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, first of all, about The Way I See It, yeah, that one, when I heard what that was some months ago, I think I started following Pete Souza on Instagram maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, because he's sharing all these amazing portraits of the Obama family. Maybe that was just missing those days, seeing him on Instagram so much. But then I was like, oh, there's a documentary about this. This is great. So I'm excited about that. And then, yeah, Nomadland, I've been hearing that, that's going to be my pick for on the drive-in side. I've been hearing so much about it, and Chloe Zhao is just kind of one of our most exciting young filmmakers, I think. I haven't seen anything she's made, but I'm going to try to watch The Writer before I come for Nomadland. But yes, I'm very excited about that. And then hearing that this, you know, quote unquote Oscar front runner early pick has Frances McDormand in it, like, yes, sign me up. It sounds amazing.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm with you on The Way I See It. You know, I've been a journalist for a long time, and you see every photo from the White House is, you know, captioned credit every single time. And so his name has just become so familiar to me that it's kind of fun to see the person who I've seen his work for so many years, but in a different way. I'm excited for that one too.
Yes. Well, I guess we've mentioned all the driving ones except for Dreamland. So I don't know as much about that, but let's go ahead and talk about that for a second, because it stars Margot Robbie. And really, that's all you need for me to want to see it. Exactly. She's so incredible. And sort of a coming of age story from what I understand. So that sounds great too. I'm excited for that one. My other pick is going to be on the digital side, and it's one of the Arkansas features called St. Francis, which, again, these are kind of lesser known movies, and I don't know terribly much about this, but I saw a bunch of buzz on Twitter about it some months ago. I think it played at in Denver or somewhere, and some people I follow were saying, hey, this is one of my favorite things from the festival, and I didn't know it had an Arkansas connection. So come to find out, it's playing here, so I'm excited to, and that's the digital ones are already available to members, so I'm maybe tonight I'm going to take the time to watch that one, but that's one that I'm excited to see. So the festival runs through the 4th, but there's actually sort of a bonus screening as well on October 7th on the virtual side in partnership with the long-running Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival. The film is You Cannot Kill David Arquette, which I follow a guy who is a big pro wrestling fan and a film critic, and he was raving about this movie a few weeks ago. And so this is popping up now for Filmland. I can't wait to see it. Tell me how this screening came about and how this partnership came about.
We love Hot Springs. We love all the other film festivals in the state, and any opportunity we have to partner with one else, we take it. They screen documentaries. Mr. Arquette's wife, Christina, is on our board. So that kind of was a natural partnership for us to say, hey, we've got her, you've got documentaries, let's do this together. Wow. So it's going to be really awesome. I saw a sizzle reel for this film back in, I think, spring of 2019, and I've been excited for it ever since. So I'm super excited to see it. It also all one of my top picks, actually, aside from all the films that we're doing.
Yeah.
So that one is exclusive to our members and to Film Buff and All Access Pass holders for the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival. So you'll need to go and get a membership to see that one.
Yeah. And honestly, that one, I'm with you, David, Andrew, because like all the wrestling fans in my life have been hyping this movie up. I mean, and wrestling fans are their own little subsect of culture. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like lingo, and it's just really fascinating. And so I had no idea that David Arquette was hated in the wrestling community until all of a sudden they started talking my ear off about it. They're like, oh my gosh, you got to see this. I'm like, what? Really? I had no idea. This is not something that is known to me. So it's really exciting to kind of see when different groups of passionate viewers intersect into one thing. We've got our film buffs and we've got our wrestling lovers all together just psyched about this movie.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So, I mean, my understanding, I don't know everything about this, but I'm going to learn in the movie. But for people who don't know, I think, so David Arquette, basically after the Scream movies, he had kind of some notoriety there, kind of quit acting and became a pro wrestler and didn't have a great reputation there for some reason. So that's the interesting background to this. So become a member so you can watch it. And to be clear, so the membership, all this information is at ArkansasCinemaSociety.org. Membership is discounted this year. So that's more affordable. Is that correct?
Yes. We wanted to make it as accessible to as many people as possible. So we lowered the price to $50 for the whole year.
That is amazing. So you pay the $50, you get all the virtual stuff plus cheaper access to the drive-in as well, and access to the virtual Q&As. So yes, that's a really great value for $50. This festival is really exciting. Is there anything else about Filmland that we haven't mentioned that you think people should know?
I
was going to say, I think the other thing that people miss about the movies is the movie popcorn. This is like your opportunity to go get some, you know, you're just still safe in your car with just your family, but go get yourself some movie popcorn. And not only that, as Lily mentioned, we have food trucks coming and we have like a dessert food truck and, you know, a dinner food truck there every night. So you can get some really amazing food as well if you're not a movie popcorn person. But my husband happens to be, like at one point he literally just went to go buy movie popcorn, so when we watched the movie at our house we could enjoy it together. I thought it was the craziest thing until I found out that like a dozen other people that I know have done that as well. So,
I did that once. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, okay. So apparently he's not insane, but I guess if you love popcorn that much, but this is like, Lily's right. We're really creating this experience there. So you have the drive-in, but you also have food trucks, and you have the concessions, and it's really just going to be a great environment.
Well, I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the podcast. It's a pleasure having you. You're both welcome back to just talk about a movie sometime if you would like as well. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, so much for listening to Art House Garage. We've got a few years worth of episodes now, and you can hear all of those in your podcast app of choice. If you want to support Art House Garage, you can leave a rating or review in your podcast app, or you can buy an Art House Garage t-shirt at arthousegarage.com/shop. You can stay in the loop about Art House Garage and Arkansas film community goings on by subscribing to our email newsletter. That's at arthousegarage.com/subscribe, or you can email me directly, andrew@arthousegarage.com. And of course, follow on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. Just search Art House Garage in all those places. And that will do it for this episode. Thank you again for listening. Big thanks to the Arkansas Cinema Society. And until next time, keep it snob free.